This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is sending more than $202.5 billion, that is, in military assistance to Ukraine in its latest aid package. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The latest U.S. package of weaponry includes 59 Bradley fighting vehicles and 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers. The vehicles come with three types of missiles, tens of thousands of artillery and mortar rounds, and additional HIMARS and other air defense systems. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is to meet with his counterparts Friday at Ramstein Air Base, where more aid is to be announced by other countries. But so far, Germany and the United States are balking at supplying the Leopard 2 and Abrams tanks that Ukraine has requested. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
AP correspondent Donna Water reports on today's gathering of anti-abortion activists in Washington.
Now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, marchers are focusing on the U.S. Capitol and any attempt to curtail anti-abortion laws imposed last year in a dozen states. Some anti-abortion leaders also hope to plant seeds in Congress for a potential federal abortion restriction down the line. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, says she envisions an eventual federal minimum standard cutoff line, such as 13 weeks of pregnancy, after which abortion would not be allowed in any state. Protest organizers estimate about 50,000 participants in this year's March for Life. That's about the same size as previous marches. Donna Water, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden appears to be fed up about fielding questions of classified documents found at his private residence and at a Washington office. We get more from Ben Thomas.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly.
President Biden on a visit to California.
There's no there there.
He was in California to see the damage left by a series of winter storms that have swept through the state since December. But he bristled at reporters' persistent questioning about the discovery of classified documents and official records at his home and former office.
What, quite frankly, bugs me is that we have a serious problem here we're talking about. We're talking about what's going on, and the American people don't quite understand why you don't ask me questions about that.
Attorney General Merrick Garland last week appointed a special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's inquiry into the documents. I'm Ben Thomas.
The federal government is sending nearly $1 billion to help curb the wildfires in the western of the U.S. We get more on that half of the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Biden administration is directing $930 million toward reducing wildfire dangers in 10 western states. The plan is to clear trees and underbrush from national forests in a struggle to contain destructive infernos that are being made worse by climate change. The U.S. Forest Service is trying to prevent out-of-control fires that start on public lands from raging through communities. Researchers say wildfires in the West in the past decade have burned 115,000 square miles, an area larger than Arizona, and destroyed about 80,000 houses, businesses, and other structures. I'm Norman Hall.
A fire broke out near the San Martin Square in the center of Peru's capital, Lima, early Friday amid protests in the city. The fire comes after a day of protests. Thousands of people poured into the capital, many from remote regions, for a demonstration against President Dina Boluarte and in support of her predecessor, whose ouster last month launched deadly unrest across the country and cast the nation into political chaos. It was not clear whether the fire was related to the protests. And authorities, that is, say the death toll in an avalanche that buried vehicles outside a highway tunnel in Tibet has risen to 13, with rescue efforts continuing there. Tons of snow, ice collapsed into the mouth of the tunnel Tuesday evening, trapping drivers in their vehicles. Many of the people were headed home for China's Lunar New Year holiday that starts on Sunday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.